Hello, and thanks for listening today. I'm Ann Cosgrove, Editor-in-Chief of Facility Executive Magazine. And for this Solutions 2020 feature, I'm speaking with Matthew Barnett. He's president of Mercury Solutions. And today we'll be talking about industry trends along with the company's offerings to the facility management market today and in 2020. So, hi, Matthew. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Ann. Great to be here. Thank you.
Great. So we can just jump right in. I'd first like to ask you to just tell us a little bit about Mercury Solutions, and then what are some of the facilities-related trends you're focusing on for 2020 there?
Sure. Well, Mercury Security is a part of HID Global, and we truly are the world leader in the supply of OEM access control technologies. So going back to the early 90s, Mercury Security was focused on one distinct thing in the manufacturing niche, and that was providing access control technologies to software vendors around the world that were going to build a robust facility security and access control management system. So the Mercury controllers and our other embedded solutions are really the backbone that our partners used to provide security to companies that are building or managing facilities. So Mercury is real focus and the reason for our success is largely based on our concept of having an open platform. So we really provide the core technology that allows our customers to develop the software interface that the end users then deploy and use to manage their facilities. So that open platform has really been what has made Mercury most successful, that customers don't feel like they have to be locked into any one system, that it can be leveraged, and as their needs change over time, they can potentially move to other systems that become available on the market that might be a better fit for what their operational needs are. So that's really been the focus of Mercury over the course of 25 years, and at this point, we have over 5 million panels installed around the world. And Mercury really has become the de facto standard for the access control industry.
Okay, thank you for explaining that position in the market. That's great. I heard you mention some things about flexibility with the open standard flexibility, and so I'm sure that's good for future proofing and you know, a lot of those things that facilities people do run into with their security systems and beyond. So that's interesting. So then, if you can talk about 2020, let's look a little bit forward and. What is, you know, what's going on with Mercury and your offerings to the market in 2020? Do you have any specific offerings, your directions you're going in, or what will you be continuing to do for the market in 2020?
So we're constantly innovating at Mercury, and it's a great question. So we've released a new product line over the last 18 months. We've released it in phases so it wouldn't be overwhelming to the marketplace. So most of the access control products have just been refreshed. And really the focus going into 2020 is about adding more features and functionality to that platform. Again, built in the idea that we want to try to future-proof these as much as possible and give our customers options. So building not only an open platform, but using open protocols in the product that allow interoperability to other building systems. So we've added technologies such as MQTT, which is more of the IoT space. In the access control world, OSDP is a new way of communicating between the panels and the card readers that would be deployed around the facility. BACnet in the building controls world is certainly a well-known standard. And so using those open protocol standards to continue to evolve and provide functionality that is outside of just the core access control capability, but allowing these products to really interoperate with other systems that may be in the facilities already. And of course, all of that was with the underpinning of having a strong cybersecurity profile. So over more than 5 years now, everything that is being built by Mercury Security is through the lens of a cyber secure product line. And so that is first and foremost everything that's getting done, making sure that these products can meet the high demands of the cybersecurity analysis that are being done by our customers around the world. So that's certainly an area that we don't call that a product. That's just built into the philosophy.
Okay, that's great. And we do know that cybersecurity is certainly a concern across the board, so that's great to hear. So then I wanted to ask you one more question in terms of, you had mentioned, and of course related to the facility market, but I wanted to ask you specifically how your offerings and specifically perhaps these new features and functionalities that you've described, how are they, you know, fitting into the work of facility managers and their security decisions and even interoperability with other building systems, as you mentioned. We know that's happening with smart buildings and things are being linked and getting out of their silos. So from your standpoint, you know, how are these fitting into that facility manager's work and helping them to achieve their goals, you know, moving forward? How do you see that working?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So we spend a lot of time meeting with the end users as well as the consultants in this space and the integrators that are installing and maintaining the systems. And we, you know, obviously the cybersecurity is something that they're all asking about now, and we're happy to be able to check that box. And that's not something you do once, right? That's a continuous process. But we find that there are a lot of legacy products out there that just, you know, when they were built, they just did not have that that profile built into them. So there's a lot of systems that are just going to need to be updated or replaced, you know, in the future if customers really want to have a truly cyber secure system, and not just meaning on the access control side, but all of the systems that are in those facilities. But that doesn't mean that these things need to be locked down, so that open architecture allows us to tie in these other building systems. So, you know, through our parent company, HID Global, and other technologies that are within our own organization, you know, being able to add location services as an example to these systems that allow not only to know who's in the building, but where they are within the space of the building, and you know, providing that type of data where building owners or operators can figure out where are people spending time, can they be more efficient with the utilization of their space, and what have you. So location services is another area that can be very, very easily tied into these systems and have one seamless architecture to do more than just the access control. We certainly hear, as you mentioned, on the smart building side, being able to be interoperable with other building systems. And if you know who's, you know, how many people are, for instance, in a room, you may make decisions based on heating or air conditioning. So we're able to not only collect the data, but then you can action on that data. So being able to provide that information to other systems through the open protocols like BACnet or MQTT is certainly an area that we believe the facilities managers are going to be very interested in, how they can tie these disparate systems together in a more functional and beneficial way.
Thank you, Matthew, for your thoughts. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Anne. Take care.
Thank you. And to our listeners today, I'm going to ask them to check out Mercury Security's website if they'd like to learn more about what you've talked about here today and also overall what you're offering. And the company's website is www.mercury-security.com.